Welcome to Tech News Briefing. It's Tuesday, January 9th. I'm Alex Osola for The Wall Street Journal. On today's show, do you keep getting those notifications on your iPhone or Google Drive telling you that you're almost out of cloud storage? Well, you've got some options. WSJ personal tech reporter Cordelia James tells us about what to keep in mind when choosing where to store your files. And then, Mr. Beast, one of YouTube's biggest creators, has more than 225 million subscribers for his high-budget videos. Now, Elon Musk is trying to woo him to post his videos on X. So far, with little success. We'll find out what this means for Musk's ambitions and the big business of the creator economy from WSJ columnist Tim Higgins. But first, it's a notification no one likes to get. Your cloud storage is full. But does that really mean it's time to take the plunge and start paying for storage? And if it is, how much should you even get? WSJ personal tech reporter Cordelia James joins us to break it down. All right, so I have gotten these notifications before, and I have always hit ignore. When should I think about upgrading or maybe paying for storage? When is it time?
First, slow down a little bit, because when it comes to a lot of the different cloud storage offerings, they go into some really big jumps. And so you might not necessarily need all of that excess storage. So you should think about, one, can you free up space? Are there ways that you can do that? Or maybe you would want to switch to a different provider that may offer a storage size that might be better for you.
Okay, tell me a little bit more about the first one. If I want to avoid paying, is my only option really to clear up space? And how do I do that?
Yeah, these big tech giants offer their own different variations of cloud storage space, which can be really easy to at least check within your settings or on apps such as like the Google One app to see what exactly is even taking up a lot of space. I know for me, oftentimes it's photos that are just clogging up my cloud. And so through that, oftentimes there's either some different recommendations that the company will offer you in terms of like maybe you can go through and delete a bunch of blurry photos, or maybe here's a bunch of duplicates that you have.
Okay, let's say I've done that and I'm still getting this notification that my cloud storage is full. Does that mean it's time to consider paying and upgrading here?
It might be. So something that I deal with as someone who is an Apple device user, but also a Gmail user, within the Google ecosystem, the cloud storage space that you're paying for there encompasses Google Drive, Gmail, and Google Photos. With iCloud, I can toggle on and off what it is that I want to store there. And so for me, when I notice that I'm running out of space in both areas, it's just a lot easier for me to be like, well, how about I offload all of those photos into my Google instead? And thus, now I have a lot more free space in my iCloud. And then if you're still up against the wall at that point, that's when you might want to be like, okay, maybe it's time that I upgrade to the next tier. It's just that can be pretty expensive to your annual bill.
If I'm ready to take the plunge and start paying for cloud storage, generally, what are my options?
Usually you start off with a certain amount of storage included off the jump. So sometimes that can be 5 gigabytes, sometimes that can be 15. From there, then you might have to pay for like 200 gigabytes of storage. But now, if you're anything like me, you're running up against the 200 gigabytes. The next one that a lot of these companies offer is like 2 terabytes. That's like a big jump. And essentially, I could have moved from paying $36 a year towards my 200 gigabyte storage, and now I'm paying $120 a year for 2 terabytes worth of storage.
So I'm an Apple user. Is my only option the Apple iCloud included storage, or are there other organizations I should consider?
With iCloud, it is beneficial to stay within the ecosystem. It backs up your whole device. Maybe you had some iMessages that you really want to hold on to. A lot of these other options aren't necessarily going to be able to back up all of that. Maybe you have Amazon Photos, which is already included for Prime members. There's Microsoft OneDrive that allows you to help store some of your files and things. If you're like more cost conscious, then yeah, like you should be a little bit more strategic about where you decide to put your stuff and just to help you get your money's worth of what you're paying for.
That was WSJ personal tech reporter Cordelia James. Coming up, why is a 25-year-old YouTuber rebuffing the richest man in the world? That's after the break.
It's time to actually understand what's going on in finance and the economy. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just getting started, WSJ's Take on the Week is here with straightforward analysis and insight.
The average retail investor's portfolio is like half tech stocks. It's kind of become Wall Street's recession play.
We'll look ahead to the main events on the business and economic calendar to let you know what matters most. Subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
At 25, YouTuber Jimmy Donaldson, better known as Mr. Beast, has already built a business empire. His videos often get hundreds of millions of views, he's got sponsorship deals, and he even sells his own line of candy and burgers. And Elon Musk wants in on the action. Since taking control of X, Musk has emphasized that he wants it to be a super app, with entertainment a key component. But while Musk has urged him to post his videos on X, Donaldson says the economics just don't make sense. Here to tell us what that means for X, Musk, and the creator economy is WSJ columnist Tim Higgins. For those of us who aren't familiar with Mr. Beast, who is his audience and just how popular is he?
He has more than 225 million subscribers to his main YouTube channel. When his big video drops on Saturdays, it's must-see TV for a certain group of people. These things generate a lot of excitement. They go viral. He is, in a lot of ways, a beast unto himself. These are not small productions. Recently, he talked about the budgets for these videos, and they range in the $2.5 million. So this isn't just a dude with an iPhone trying to record his buddies and throwing it up on the internet. This is almost Hollywood-like production. He has a studio. He has a workforce. He has production schedules. This is a big undertaking.
Why does Elon Musk want Mr. Beast to post his videos on X?
Ever since Elon showed interest in buying Twitter turned X, he has been engaging with Mr. Beast's X account. X is just one of the social media platforms that Mr. Beast is on, but YouTube is the big one. That's the big moneymaker. When you look at kind of his past tweets on X, a lot of it seems to be promoting what he's doing on YouTube. Similarly, when you look at Instagram. And so there's a little bit of an ecosystem there. And what Elon would like to see is those big, popular, viral videos go on his platform. That's an important part of being a social media platform these days, is making sure you've got the viral content.
What exactly would these videos do for the platform?
There's a few things. The benefit of having somebody like Mr. Beast on your platform is you're getting eyeballs. In addition, Jimmy Donaldson is an inspiration to a lot of other creators, and his adoption of X would send a signal that X is the place to be for your content. And there's also a risk. Elon is trying to make X the place to be for users and creators. And those creators help keep the regular Joes like you and me engaged and coming back for more. If X isn't seen as the place to go for viral stars, for those young creators who are trying to become the next Mr. Beast, X risks being left behind. And that's a challenge as X tries to be at the center of culture, the center of debate, the center of what's cool and what's hot on the internet.
And how is X faring right now in that mission? How does it treat its creators compared to some of those other platforms?
X has been trying to make the platform more enticing. Elon wants it to compete against YouTube. He has been working to improve the technology of the platform, so making the videos better, live streams better. And they've rolled out a revenue share from ad dollars.
Is that what YouTube and TikTok are doing?
Yeah, the fight over creators has been pretty intense in recent years. We've seen the likes of TikTok and Snap and Instagram create funds to try to entice creators to create content for them. And it's not because necessarily these platforms are worried about their creators being able to monetize content. This is about ensuring they keep retention of their users, keeping them engaged. They worry that if a big name leaves the platform, that maybe they'll follow them to whatever platform they go to.
So how's Musk's attempt to woo Donaldson over to X actually going?
Recently, he really poo-pooed the idea. Donaldson responded in a tweet to Musk in recent days saying that his videos cost millions to make, and even if they got a billion views on X, it wouldn't fund a fraction of the production costs. He's not saying he wouldn't try to experiment if they could figure out the money, but right now it's just not worth his effort. When he's talked about how his business operates, he has suggested that perhaps he's making about $5 million a month off the views of his YouTube channel. That doesn't include brand sponsorships within the videos or merchandise or other revenue streams. We're just talking about the share of money that would be coming from the YouTube videos each month.
It's hard to imagine that some of that wouldn't carry over to X if he decided to make that change. But it sounds like he's pretty convinced that he wouldn't be making as much if he moved over. Why is that?
Well, it's unclear. X has been opaque on how much it's sharing from its ads with its eligible creators. It has talked about how it's paid out almost $20 million since the summer. They said that in September. But how much big-time creators are getting is a little unclear. When I've talked to influencers, they have told me that they have seen kind of the payouts range in the 7 cents per 10,000 view range, which would equate to not very much in a world for Mr. Beast. And perhaps as you look at some of the things he said, he's kind of trying to jawbone Elon Musk into kind of thinking bigger.
What does this tell us more broadly about the creator economy?
Yeah, the creator economy is a squishy thing. You know, a lot of people dream of becoming YouTube millionaires, but the chances of that happening are still very difficult. In fact, I heard a number from a Goldman Sachs study that globally there are maybe 50 million creators in the so-called creator economy, but only about 4% of them pull in more than $100,000 a year. So it's not a big business for a lot. And then you put in the likes of Jimmy Donaldson and others who are making millions of dollars. That's a small world. And so it's a small world that platforms like X and TikTok and YouTube, they're fighting over this talent.
That was WSJ columnist Tim Higgins. And that's it for Tech News Briefing. Today's show was produced by Julie Chang with supervising producer Catherine Millsop. I'm Alex Osola for The Wall Street Journal. We'll be back this afternoon with TNB Tech Minute. Thanks for listening.